Showdown for the Labor leadership could now be just a week away. Simmering tensions boiled over yesterday after the release of a video of Kevin Rudd showing the former Prime Minister swearing profusely. Factional power brokers have told the ABC the issue must now be brought to a head. In other news, the federal government will release its long-awaited review of school funding today. The Gonski Report is expected to recommend the government spend an extra $5 billion to improve education standards, focusing on disadvantaged students. The report is likely to recommend state schools receive the lion's share of the new money. Several people have been rescued during flash flooding in Sydney's southern suburbs overnight. The State Emergency Service received more than 130 calls for help. The Bureau of Meteorology has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for flash flooding and damaging wind for the New South Wales mid-north coast. Iran has stopped oil shipments to Britain and France in retaliation for European Union sanctions. The EU had planned to ban oil imports from Iran from the 1st of July in a move intended to pressure Tehran to stop enriching uranium. Now, the West fears Iran is trying to develop nuclear weapons, a claim strongly denied by Tehran. And election officials in Egypt has failed to confirm the date for the first presidential election since the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak. Cairo is hoping to hold elections in June, but the Election Commission says it's having problems organising the expatriate vote.